Dem Rep. Porter, Congress absolutely can and should police the Supreme Court. By Pam Key on April 17, 2023. Representative Katie Porter, DCA, said Monday on ABC's The View that Congress absolutely can and should police the Supreme Court. Co-host Anna Navarro said, Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court justice under fire for reportedly accepting lavish trips from my wealthy conservative donor, without disclosing it, that he had done so. There are also reports that that same donor may have purchased properties from the judge. He says he intends to amend his financial disclosure form now to reflect the real estate deal, but some are calling for his impeachment. The problem is, how do you police the Supreme Court? Porter said, Congress absolutely can and should police the Supreme Court. Residual power for our government is in Congress, not in the executive branch, not with the president, not with the Supreme Court. That is because we are the closest to the people. People elected and unelect us every 2 years. Congress can pass judicial code of ethics for the Supreme Court. When we do, we need to learn from our own mistakes with our congressional codes of ethics. We've seen the exact same play, which is it, oops, I'll tell you about it later, and people get off the hook for it. What that does is it erodes trust in government, makes people think that Congress is corrupt, and they can't trust their federal officials. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.